With the growing interest in international cooking, commentator Lenore Skenazy has had to come to grips with a new level of complexity on the spice shelf.
20 years ago, Chinese food meant chow mein, and the closest we got to Mexican food was Fritos. But today, everyone's an international gourmet. Sushi on Sunday, mushu on Monday, and they're trying to make these at home. That means that adventurous Americans are facing a new problem, condimentation. Too many condiments. Whereas Mom might have had an exotic jar of horseradish next to the ketchup and mustard, my personal condiment shelf is more multi-culti than the sociology department at Berkeley. You'll find tamarind paste from A Fling with Indian Cooking, alongside a jar of sesame sauce so old its expiration date is in hieroglyphics. These sit there, turning a nice fuzzy blue next to my coriander chutney, too zesty to throw out, too zesty to use, and the Vietnamese fish sauce that will play a starring role the very next time I make homemade shrimp dumplings. So far, that's been once every 37 years. My hot chili oil actually does get used now and then when I realize I have yet to figure out how to make Chinese food taste Chinese without dousing it in spicy fat. Then again, maybe that is what makes Chinese food taste Chinese. Once in a while, I may also use the sofrito, that's Caribbean garlic sauce, when I want a splash of the islands in my matzo ball soup. Mostly, though, my condiments are the edible equivalent of UN delegates. They sit there representing their countries, not doing much. Oh, well, I suppose it could be worse. They could demand simultaneous interpreters. Anyone speak Tahini?
Lenore Skenazy is a columnist for the New York Daily News.